Abhishek Sharma is him. Sunrisers Hyderabad making a claim to be the top team in the IPL. This is your IPL weekly recap. Let's get right into it. The game just finished. Sunrisers Hyderabad and the Delhi Capitals. This game was one man's, Abhishek Sharma, 135 of 68 deliveries, not out. He goes the entire innings batting. What a knock. Absolutely incredible. He was charging through it. They put on a big total, Sunrisers, 242 for two. Delhi Capitals only able to get two wickets. One was Travis Head and one was Ishan Kishan. And technically, he shouldn't have been out. It was one of those accidental runouts at the bowler's end. Abhishek Sharma smashed one back down the pitch off the bowler's hand onto the stumps. Ishan Kishan was out. You hate to see it, but hey, that's cricket. Delhi Capitals in reply. No answer. They gave it a good shot. They put on 195 for nine, but it just wasn't enough. Chasing these 240, 250 scores, everything's got to go right. You've got to be able to find the middle. You've got to be able to find the fence, get over the fence. They just weren't able to do it today, the Capitals. For some reason, they have this thing where they rotate where Stubbs and Miller bats, and Miller has found himself in these situations where he's been in the last over trying to save games. He almost saves them a game. He'll lose them a game. He'll win them a game. I'm going to die on the hill that Stubbs should always come in front of Miller. I don't know why they switched it around. Miller got out first pill, and they showed a graphic today that he's actually been bowled out that exact same way twice. And so that one where it's just pitching on leg stump, trying to tuck it around the corner, taking the pegs. He knocked over his castle, as some would say. He was gone. And yeah, top scorer for them, Nitish Rana, here to get 57. Rizvi, 41, adding to his totals for the year. But yeah, not enough. Not enough. Hunter Klassen, 37. He's up there in the top echelon of the guys. He was orange cap holder for a day or two. The caps change so fast. They're all getting so many runs, these guys. But Sunrisers Hyderabad, back to back. Three in a row for them. They're looking real good. I think if you want to bet on a cricket horse right here, taking the Sunrisers Hyderabad, they're looking real good. Got some real good momentum in this middle of the season here. To the next game. Mumbai Indians on to the Gujarat Titans. On the Gujarat Titans, this was one man's game. It was Vamis. He scores 101, not out of 45 deliveries. And this was just absolute cinema. He was facing the final over. There was six balls remaining. He was on 80 runs. And I was in the live stream lounge and making a video. I'm like, he could do it. He just got to go 4-6, 4-6, or any combination of that. He can get 20 runs in the final over and make it. He does that. He goes 6-4, then takes a single. And then I'm like, oh no, what a big mistake. Shepherd's going to, you know, just play it out. So anyway, they take a single. And there's still two balls remaining. He can still make it happen. And what does he do? He goes 6. He goes 4. 101. He gets the 100 on the final ball. You've got to love that. You've got to absolutely love it. They put up 199 for 5, which technically in these days is IPL season. It's only a like mid-upper tier score. 200 may not sometimes be enough. But it was enough because they absolutely rolled the Titans. They bowled the Titans out for a measly 100 runs, winning by 99. It's the biggest blowout of the season so far. Absolutely roll them. And look to the scorecard. Kumar, he would take 4 for 24 off his 4 overs. Incredible. Including 14 dot balls. But everyone kind of chipped in. They just kind of just rolled through them. No one had any defense. Sundar, he was top scorer with 26 for the Titans. But I don't know that this top three, it's a good top three, but any day in the IPL, you can just get rolled. That's cricket. You just get rolled. So Sudarshan, he just goes for a golden duck. First pill. It's off to a bad start for them. Golden duck. Gill, 14. Butler, 5. And then at that point, you just don't go. Phillips, really out of form. He hasn't scored many runs this season. He gets a 6. I don't know. I don't know what the Titans can do here. They're down to six on the ladder. They've had some good games, had some bad games, some easy, some lucky escapes. But Mumbai Indians, they were my surprise. They were bottom of the table going into this game, and they finally put it all together. Bumrah gets his first wicket. He has been super economical, but wasn't able to get a wicket. He finally gets his first wicket of the tournament. And yes, back in the wickets column for Bumrah. Mumbai Indians, they can make a charge. And they are very famous for making late charges. They've famously lost many, many opening rounds and come back from the death, essentially, to go and win championships. I even think back to MI New York, neighboring franchise here in the USA. They were dead and buried last year in the MLC. They came back and they ended up winning it. MI franchise are notorious for bad starts and coming out the top at the end of the season. So Mumbai Indians, they move up into seventh position. Moving back a game. Punjab Kings, who arguably are the favorites. They are the favorites in this in this IPL. They are absolutely on a tear. They post 254/7. Absolutely insane batting. One of the best partnerships I've ever watched. Some of the best, purest hitting I've ever seen. Iyer and Cooper Connolly put on 152. Absolutely insane. They were just smashing the ball. Everything out of the middle, everything going for six. It was completely insane. They end up with 254. Actually kind of like slowed down. They were going so good. They eventually lost some wickets and slowed down. They should have got more. But 254 was almost an impossible chase, especially for Lucknow Super Giants, who have been struggling in their batting order. They've been changing who opens. They've been changing the 3-4 position. Well, technically, they've gone now. We went with Marsh and Bedoni, which actually started all right. They were 1 for 61. The first wicket fell just at the end of the power play, and that's okay. Rishad Pant, he gets 43, so it's kind of an okay start, but they weren't able to just move it along as fast as the Kings are. And Malcolm bats down the order. He gets 41, but yeah, it was just one of those ones where it's just so much to chase. They just weren't able to really accelerate. Nicholas Pooran still struggling for form. 9 off 9. I don't know what the answer is for Pooran there. If they have anyone else they could rotate in potentially, give him a break, or if they throw him at top of the order and try him there to see if it comes off. But I don't know. LSG are in real, real trouble. They sink down to 9th on the ladder with this loss. Punjab Kings are the favorites. They're just looking so good. Not only with the bat, but with the ball also. They have one of the best bowling attacks. They've got Ashdeep Singh, Bartlett, Janssen, and Chahal. That's like probably the best, one of the best. Like them and the Titans also have a really good bowling attack, but I really like this bowling attack for the Kings, and their batting is just absolutely insane. Going back to the Royals and KKR, this one was an absolute botch job from the Royals. They should have had this game, even though They were restricted to 155. The pitch was doing a lot. It was keeping low. It's a low-scoring affair. And moving through this game, you're thinking that 155 might have actually been enough until the real key point of this game is when Rinku Singh gets dropped. Rinku Singh gets dropped as KKR in the chase. He would go on and score 53. If that catch gets held, they most likely bowl out KKR, the Royals. But it wasn't a beat. They stay in. They end up pushing to the end. Rinku Singh is not out on 53. And they chase down the 155 in the final over. Suravanji with top score. 46 of 28. And that's kind of like people saying, oh, it's slow. But sometimes you haven't got to go to slog the whole time. But they kind of got rolled, the Royals. Like I said, they weren't able to really blend in with the conditions. 155 was their total. And then in reply, like I said, Cam Green, he got 27 in this one. Powell, 23. Powell is in this weird scenario where he's not going that fast when he's scoring the runs. Cam Green, 27 off 13. Powell, 23 off 20. I don't know what they're doing here with this order. Again, they went with Timmy Seifert into the lineup here and Rahane. Both would go for ducks. And unfortunately, like I keep making the point that Timmy Seifert has the most runs. He's like the most run scorer in the past like 2 years of T20 cricket. He had a good first at bat, a good first day, and then sometimes you get a duck. That's That's cricket. Rahane also with duck. I feel like they need to really strip this down. I know that they've gone with Cam Green. He did get some runs in an upcoming game. But yes, it's just it was their day. It's still not the answer. I still don't know what their answer is. They're going to get beaten by better teams. I would like to see Finn Allen, Timmy Seifert, and maybe switch out Powell for Ratchan Ravindra. Get him in there. Like, they've got three key New Zealand batters that they're not really fully utilizing. But yes, they do get the win, KK. This is their first win. I did have them not winning a game. But yes, Berger drops a catch, and they end up getting it done. The Knight Riders winning by 4 wickets to 2, balls to spare. Moving on. Back another game. Sunrisers Hyderabad. This is when they're going two. They went back to back this one. They post 194 against the Chennai Super Kings. And they end up getting the win. They end up restricting the Chennai Super Kings to 184. The win by 10 runs. Top scorers, Abhishek Sharma, 59 again. Another big 50. 59 again off 22. Hunter Klaassen, also 59 off 39. And during this game, that's when he got the orange cap. 194 was enough, especially against CSK. Matt Short did a lot of bowling. None for 38. It was bizarre having him bowl inside of the power play. I'm not sure what that's all about. I like him in the middle overs. I especially like Matt Short bowling when he bowls around the wicket and kind of like angles in at the bowler's legs. That he wasn't bowling with that strategy that hadn't set that field correctly. Yeah, he got smashed. One of those overs, he got absolutely carded. Yeah, not sure what was happening there. But Overton, he's got to have Overton as like the best, one of the best all-rounders in the IPL. He takes 3 for 37. Love that for CSK. And again, the batting order for CSK is really dependent on Samson getting runs. If he doesn't get the runs, it's almost like they lose on games that he doesn't get the runs. Also, Brevis gets a duck. Not sure, you know, they're just like dependent. I'm not sure like what the difference is between these teams where they're just dependent on their big, big name player scoring the runs. Matt Short tried to keep this game together. He was kind of the man at the other end. He got was 34 off 30. He was having these partnerships with Dubé and Overton, but eventually just gets out. They just weren't able to really lock it in at the end. Overton was trying to save them the game in those final overs, but it just became too much. In the end, they lose to Sunrisers Hyderabad, who I said are looking really good. Moving on to RCB and the Delhi Capitals. RCB would fall to the Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets. Tristan Stubbs, man of the match, with 60 not out. RCB would get 175 for 8. Top scorer for them is Phil Salt. And then they kind of had an okay start. They were 1 for 52, and then they were 2 for 99. And then after that point, they just kind of had a, they lost 8 wickets for 76 runs, kind of collapsed towards the middle and towards the end. No one could really go on and push on the total. They only get 175, which again, sometimes really isn't enough in these games against the good teams. In reply, Rahul gets some runs. He's 57 off 34, and then Stubbs, 60 not out at the end. There with Miller. They win with one ball remaining. They get out of jail. They're having these, the Delhi Capitals are having these get out of jail. They're like winning a game in the final over. They're losing a game in the final over. Maybe it's a good omen for them. It's practice when it comes down to the back end of the season when they're going to win these tight games. They had that really embarrassing one where Miller didn't take the single and they end up losing the game, not having a super over. Maybe it could help them in the back end having these tight games. They do win over RCB. Going back to GT and the Kolkata Knight Riders. The Knight Riders will be bowled out for 180. This was Cam Green's day. He put 79 on the board off 55 runs. He was dropped. I think it's three drops and two stumpings. That's sometimes your day because that's cricket. And sometimes you're just able to get those lucky breaks. He finally gets the runs that people have been begging for, especially the KKR fans, and they paid a lot of money for him. He gets 79 off 55, but 180, again, isn't enough on the board. Gill would come out and dominate this game. He would post 86 off 50 balls. Real dominant performance from Gill. And the shots that Gill was playing, I talk a lot, you know, off camera about how the game is kind of a hitter's game, sort of batsman's game anymore. Like when I grew up, it was real classy technique and keep the ball on the ground, head over the ball. Gill was playing some absolute beautiful test match cricket form shots, just full straight bat down the ground. Beautiful. It was beautiful to watch. It wasn't slogging. It was just beautiful cricket. You love seeing that. You love seeing the technique come out and not having to go the slog all the time. It was a beautiful 86 he put on. They get the runs in the final over. Again, the Titans pushed it a little too far. Normally, they should be getting these runs a little quicker, but they're bringing it down to the final overs. And they do get it done. They get them with 5 wickets and 2 balls to spare. Back one more game. The Kings and the MI. Punjab Kings would restrict MI to 195 for 6. And this was Quinton de Kock's day. He would get 112. He was dropped on 8. I believe it was 8 that he was dropped on. He would make them pay. He would go on and get 112 off 60 balls. What a knock. And like I said, that's cricket. You get a drop catch. It happens. You go on and you make him pay. A beautiful innings. They somehow, even with his 100, they just kind of like slowed towards the back end of this game. Weren't really able to accelerate. They probably needed a few more runs on the board because the Punjab Kings came out and they just do what the Punjab Kings do. They put up runs. They put up so many runs. Singh would put on 80 off 39, and Shreyas Iyer would put up 66 off 35. They would get to 198 for 3 off, was it 16 overs? 16.3 overs, like absolute dominance. The way the Kings are batting is incredible. It's incredible batting from the Kings. They're just able to tee off and really accelerate. It's beautiful to watch. And again, their bowling attack, like their bowling attack with Singh, Jansen, Bartlett, looking real good. Singh would pick up 3 wickets for 22 in this game. One more game. Lucknow Super Giants and the Royal Challengers. RCB Lucknow would get rolled for 146. They give the player of the match to Josh Hazlewood just with 1 for 20. I know it's economical. The Challengers, they would chase it down quite easily into the 16th over. Mitch Marsh here to get 40 with Markram now batting on top of the order. Again, they change this order opening a lot. But Hazlewood, he would get the wicket of Nicky P. He would get Nicky P. 1 run of 7 balls again. Nicky P, I'm not sure what they're doing with him. I think it's probably time to rotate him out, put some fresh blood in there, get a new international. But another standout performer was Salam. He would get 4 for 24. I don't know how Josh Hazlewood gets 1 for 20 and Salam gets 4 for 24 and he's not man of the match. I don't know. I don't know who made that up. And then in the batting for RCB, Kohli would get 49. Probably should have gone man of 50. But it was plenty. Everyone kind of chipped in for RCB, getting them to that 146 target quite convincingly. And as we move to the table, Punjab Kings, top of the leaderboard, RCB in second, Sunrisers Hyderabad moving into the third position, Rajasthan Royals down into fourth with DC and GT. They are on the same 3-3 record. MI, they move up in the seventh. They're 2-4. They were just 1 win until their last game. CSK 2-4. LSG 2-4. KKR 1-5. I think at this point, it's the top four probably stays the top four unless someone can make some moves here. But I'm really looking forward to the way that Sunrisers are playing and having Sunrisers. At this point, the way that it's looking, I think Sunrisers and PBKS. Probably going to be your top 2 teams, I reckon. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Who you have the top 4 in the IPL. And I'll see you in the next one, guys. That's cricket.